I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You got to check out that new KISW face mask design at KISW.com. It's the new camo one we have. Yep. We also have the skull one, too, so you can go either way, man. But you know what? You need this on your face. You know how it goes. The governor's going to come on. He's going to tell you that, hey, we reunited. Does phase one, phase two, whatever. But here's the phase you're in. Put the mask on your face phase. And we've got two good ones for you to do it. Just go to KISW.com to make that purchase.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Bumming over Monday. I'm trying. I've got anger and vitriol pumping me up.
Well, there you go.
I mean, Steve, Joey D's, myself. Poor Vicky's sitting there. Thank God she gets lost in memes, because all we've done is just gone.
I know. It's been bitch fest.
Yeah. I walked in
2021.
You guys just bitching and moaning, and I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? It's a great Monday, isn't it?
I'm just feeling good coming in this morning, and now I'm all sour again.
Well,
I blame the Shea household.
Yeah, I actually, Sarah.
I agree. Yes,
even Sarah.
No, poor Sarah. Yeah. Getting caught in the middle of all of this. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Adam and Shelton. Adam, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Adam.
All right, Steve. Get out of here. For those playing at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Adam, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get at her.
Who was the first Secretary of the Treasury and was famously killed in a duel to the death by Vice President Aaron Burr?
Pass.
Who famously says only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
Yes. Alton Brown hosted the Food Network show Cutthroat What?
Kitchen.
Yes. Chanterelle and porcini are both types of what food?
Mushroom.
Yes. What Twilight star was in the 2019 film Charlie's Angels?
Pass.
What color tie does SpongeBob typically wear?
Red.
Yes. How many months only have 30 days?
5.
No.
6.
No.
4.
Yes. What kind of animal was King Louie in the Jungle Book?
An orangutan.
Yes. According to the Bible, who died at the ripe old age of 930?
Moses.
No.
Pass.
What cocktail do you get when you mix bourbon, mint, and sugar?
Mint Julep.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Not a bad performance.
It's a pretty decent one right there.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to see if Steve either hawks it or browns it.
Oh, I see what you did. Hawks it or Browns? Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Oh, right, see, all right, all cool. Right. Yeah, see, I'm trying a little bit more of those sports things out there.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
You know what? I'll be perfectly honest. After watching the game on Nickelodeon, they need to do that for all the Kraken hockey games.
That actually would be a brilliant idea, just to kind of simplify it. Like, treat us all like children, because there's a lot of new hockey fans.
Absolutely.
And this would be an easy way to teach them.
Yeah, and I'm ground floor. I want to be able to learn all of these different terms on the easiest of ways. And watching it that way would be perfect. Plus, you get slime on the ice. That'd be cool.
I wonder if Nate Burleson knows hockey, because I feel like he should be the guy explaining it.
He was so good at that. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Who was the first Secretary of the Treasury and was famously killed in a duel to the death by Vice President Aaron Burr?
I have no idea. I'm going to go with Johnny Lawrence.
No.
Daniel LaRusso.
No.
John Cleese.
No. Who famously says only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey Bear.
Yes. Alton Brown hosted the Food Network show Cutthroat What?
Island.
No.
Oh, Kitchen.
Yes. Chanterelle and porcini are both types of what food?
Cheese.
No.
Meat.
No.
Fruit.
No. Oh. What type of Twilight star was in the 2019 film Charlie's Angels?
I don't know. What's his name? Robert Pattinson.
No.
That's all I know on that movie. I'm going to go with John Cleese.
No.
Daniel LaRusso.
No. What color tie does SpongeBob typically wear?
Red.
Yes. How many months only have 30 days?
How many months have... 10.
No.
9.
No.
8.
No.
11?
No. What kind of animal was King Louie in the Jungle Book?
King Louie was a lion.
No! And Steve, you lose! 7-3!
You got your ass
That was
kicked,
bad.
Dude. Nice going, Steve.
I like to blame my offensive line for that poor performance.
Yeah. Adam, congratulations. Fine performance, sir.
Thanks.
Some bad coaching decisions.
You almost took the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, clearly.
You almost dropped that deuce, yeah,
sure
man.
Did, buddy. Imagine if they do go to the Super Bowl. How much fun we'll all have.
Yeah. I'll have to buy a jersey then. I'm having fun right now. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl.
No.
I mean, if it's not Buffalo versus Kansas City, I will be shocked.
Yeah.
I should say
2021. Weird things have already happened.
I mean, Baltimore could definitely be a wild card in that whole thing. That's for sure. See what I did there. And I feel like man, those Bills look good. And of course, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. You can't count out. You can't count those guys out.
A couple of the ones that you did miss. How many months only have 30 days? There's only four of those, Steve. Come on, Steve.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
Fine. Month shame me.
Chanterelle and porcini are both mushrooms. Adam got that one correct.
That I was shocked. I thought you'd get that one.
Nobody got the first Secretary of the Treasury and was famously killed in a duel to the death by Vice President Aaron Burr.
Gosh, I feel like I should know this because it's...
You should know this because it was a famous musical.
Oh,
Hamilton, yes.
Okay, that's why I should know it.
Yes, Alexander Hamilton.
Good job, buddy. I would have still been like, I couldn't have figured it out. I was like, I know I have to know this. It can't just be random like that.
And BJ, as the resident expert in Twilight, who was in Charlie's Angels?
I can't remember her name. It's Kirsten or Kristen, but I can't get her. I can't remember her last name.
Stuart.
Yes. Thank you.
Stuart.
Oh. Damn it.
Yep. Kristen Stewart.
Yep.
There was one question you did not get to, Steve, that Adam did not get correct. According to the Bible, who died at the ripe old age of 930?
I would say Jonah or Lazarus.
No. Think older.
Methuselah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Adam.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like... I don't know if I feel like there's always other people in the world of biblical and mythology that seem to be the old people. I never thought that.
There's a lot of people that lived old as well, but Adam lived to 930, according to the Bible.
Wow, okay.
And he hosted Jeopardy for 900 of those years.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
Nice. Congratulations to Adam on beating Steve.
Good job.
That Adam.
Yeah. We got a woman that pulled a funny prank on her husband by sending him into a store to buy a fake feminine product. See, you could get me on this. She told him the product is called the Oochie Coochie 3000.
No, Oochie Cooch, I thought it was.
Yeah. Oh, the Oochie Cooch. Okay.
The Oochie Cooch, I know. Your mind wants you to say the Oochie Coochie.
Yeah, so it's the Oochie Cooch 3000. And, here's what happened when he returned to the car.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, my God, Jake.
What are you talking about?
I asked the lady,
Do you guys sell the Uchi Cooch 3000? First off, she looked at me like I was stupid.
Kyle, did you really
Then she said, hold on, let me check. Grab the freaking microphone.
Kyle, no.
And asked, guys, does anybody know if we sell the Uchi Cooch 3000? Why everybody busts out laughing?
Kyle, but did you get it though?
I hate you, James.
Dude, at first I heard the audio before I saw the video. And I was like, oh, all right, what are they? This is a whole make em up thing. But then I watched and you see him as he's walking to the car, and the body language, I don't think, unless he's an actor.
Yeah.
This was the body language of a man who has just hit his breaking point with a significant other. He's just like, you have got to be effing kidding me.
Yeah, I love that. You know what? I mean, it's pretty awesome to, you know, when you can prank a dude like that, and that's the one area, man, any feminine product, and he's a hero for going in to get it. Like, you know, most of us would go, all right, I would at least be able to, the Uchi Cooch 3000, I don't want to get stuff that's going down there. I don't want to have to go buy stuff from that area.
Right, I know that they have the Uchi Cooch 2000, but not many stores have the Uchi Cooch 3000.
They haven't upgraded yet.
Right, yeah. It's very limited stock.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never had an issue when my wife has asked me in the past, like, any situation where it's like, hey, can you go pick up, insert whatever feminine product you want to insert? I've never had that weird feeling of, like, walking up there, like, do I think, like, everyone's going to stop and all the cashiers and all the people that work there are going to, like, point at me and laugh at me? Like, I never understood why there's such a weird...
It might be generational because I remember that everybody that I knew growing up with and whatever. And even as I remember working at the grocery store, it was like, you know, put them in a bag. You know, and it's like you really had to be discreet about it when I was working. But this is in the 70s and 80s. And so that's the thing. You know, I think, Steve, times have changed where, like, everybody gets it. This is what, you know, half the population goes through. They use these products.
Right. I mean, I remember, like, maybe back in the days, people would, like, put it in the bottom of, like, the stack of stuff that's in there, like, you know, cart or in their, like, hand carrier thing, and just be, like, hoping that they'll just scan it and not look at it. But I just can't believe, though, the person actually went on the loudspeaker. That part seemed a little ridiculous.
That's the only thing that made me think it was a make-em-up, because it's like, really? She's going to go on the loudspeaker? Unless she thought it was hysterical and was just sort of pretending, like, oh, let me go see if I can find out, just to be able to say Uchi Cooch 3000.
That could quite possibly be it. Like, if I worked at a place and someone's asking about it, and I know we don't have it, but it's just a funny name, I might be like, hold on, let me go check.
Yeah, I think I would have done that, too. Okay, well, we tried to put a smile on your face because, well, the next thing we're going to talk about is your Seattle Seahawks and how everything ended. Yeah, in case you don't know, we lost to the Rams in the playoffs. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Dude, so. I DVR'd it. I was going to watch it today.
Oh, man. Oh,
sorry, buddy. Spoiler alert.
We're going to catch up with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, who also, I think, will be surprised by this because he thought they were going to win. We'll talk to Mitch at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
I don't want to do it, BJ. I don't want to talk about this game.
Yeah.
But I am very curious to hear what Mitch has to say because I was following him on Twitter and he had plenty of interesting stuff to bring up. So please welcome the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy.
What a podcast.
Is this it for me?
Is this it for me or what?
Yeah,
this is the, we didn't want this to be your last show. We wanted it to be a Super Bowl winning last broadcast. And of course, Mitch Unfiltered, a new episode dropped today. I bet you had a lot to say. And can you give us a little, can you help us? Because I got a lot of complaints. But you know what, man? What's your takeaway? What did you feel? Because it was a surprise to you, just like it was to us. Because we thought Friday that we would be talking on Monday about a victory.
I don't know how much of a surprise it was to me. We talked last week. You wanted me to tell you the Seahawks were better than the Rams. You said the Seahawks are better than the Rams, right? And I think I said to you, well, if you went position by position, and you just gave check marks to one team or the other, the Seahawks had to, if the Seahawks were better than the Rams, they had to maximize the difference at the quarterback position. The only reason the Seahawks would be better than the Rams personnel-wise would be because your quarterback is much better than their quarterback. The problem is, you know, your passing game is broken. Your offense has been broken for 8 or 10 weeks, and this was a very bad day for the Seahawks. This was a very bad day. If you listen to episode 125, which came out this morning, you'll hear what just about everybody is saying, which is, this was, in my estimation, this was the most unprepared, poorly coached game I've seen in the Pete Carroll era, particularly on offense. On one sideline, you had a coach and Sean McVay and his staff that were figuring out how to completely ditch a game plan. You know, their undrafted small running quarterback making his second start, undrafted quarterback, he got hurt in the second series of the game. And they had to throw their entire game plan out the window and start fresh with Jared Goff, who had three pins in his throwing thumb. So the coaching staff on one side is trying to figure out, okay, how do I protect Jared Goff and how do I get enough out of him offensively to be able to win this playoff game on the road? And they're doing everything they can. On the other side, you've got Pete Carroll's staff, maybe a Hall of Fame coach, but no in-game adjustments. No plan to move the pocket away from Aaron Donald, to move Russell Wilson away from the pressure. You've got Chris Carson not on the field on a critical third down at the end of the half. You've got 3 minutes to make a critical fourth down decision late in the game and a play call, and you can't get the play in time after an injury timeout, and you end up false starting. You're using challenges wrong. You're using timeouts wrong. I mean, this was just a total, I hate to say it, a total 100% collapse by the Seahawks coaching staff in terms of preparing and coming up with a strategy to win the football game. And as a result, ends are abrupt in the NFL. And a team that just for whatever reason could not play the game offensively in the last 8 or 10 weeks is going to be sitting home next week and watching the Rams play in the second round of the playoffs.
I've had my concerns ever since we lost to Buffalo, because that was the game where I thought, man, Buffalo's going to realize they're not as good as they thought they were. That's what I really thought. I thought when Seattle went to Buffalo, it was going to be a rude awakening, and it was the reverse. And ever since then, in my mind, Mitch, that's when I went on my crazy, let me go take a look at numbers and stats, but I thought, this team is not a good team. Or I feel like that we are just a 500 team, and really the Rams, or at best, we were the 10-6 team, and the Rams should have been the 12-14, because that's at least quality wise. That's what it looks like to me.
I actually think, BJ, you went on your rant after the Giants game,
which was after the Buffalo game, I would circle that one more than I would circle the Buffalo game. I think the Bills are really, really good. I think they're probably the only AFC team that has a chance to beat the Chiefs on the way to the Super Bowl. I think the game that exposed the Seahawks and really told the story, and now when you look back upon it, you think about it, how everything could have been changed, guys. Think about that Giants game here. The Giants came in here from the NFC East, struggling along like all other NFC East teams. They didn't even have their starting quarterback. They had McCoy starting at quarterback. They did something defensively. The Seahawks could not get out of its own way, out of their own way offensively. And the Giants somehow in some way came in here and won that game. You realize that if everything, exactly everything this year were the same, except for that Giants game, if they would have won the Giants game, they would have been the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
They would have not played this past weekend the way Green Bay sat out. Seattle would have beaten Green Bay for the number one seed. They would have sat out the first week, and they'd probably be hosting Tom Brady and the Bucks this week. But as a result of losing to Colt McCoy here, a Giants team that couldn't beat anybody.
Yeah,
and the Seahawks were forced to play the Rams.
And they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah.
The Giants were not good enough to make the playoffs. Yeah. They almost made the playoffs at 6-10, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Eagles screwed them.
It's a mystery because you know, you pay the quarterback position $35 or $40 million a year. And I'm not saying this is all on Russell. It's going to be discussed the entire offseason. The question is going to be, what happened? You realize, I mean, you guys know this, that 6 or 8 weeks into this season, he was the MVP of the league. He was playing better than anybody in the league. He was playing better than he had ever played. And the offense was operating better than they had ever operated. They had DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and Chris Carson and an improving offensive line. This was earth-shattering how good they were in the first 6 weeks. And then something happened. And if you isolate the variables, did DK Metcalf go out? No. Did Tyler Lockett go out? No. Chris Carson came back. He was available. Pretty much the same offensive line. Something happened to this Seahawks offense. And so, when you isolate the variables, it really comes down to one or two things. What's going on with number three? And probably more importantly, is there a systematic philosophical problem in that building in Renton? An offensive systematic problem, a lack of adjustments, a lack of game planning, a lack of, okay, here's what they're doing. Here's what the Giants are doing to us. We're gonna counteract them by doing this. There's something going on over there that they've got to figure out between now and I guess September of next year.
Well, they talk about how John Schneider, if he would leave, it's because he would get full control. And now it makes me wonder, because you know what, Mitch, you bring it up. You pay Russell all that money, and Mitch, does this look like a team that is decided offense is our deal since they paid him all that money? Because I don't see our offensive line, I don't see our offense, all of the other parts being given the same kind of attention that other teams do when they have an elite quarterback. I mean, he's always seemed to be running for his life, whereas I don't think Tom Brady would even be here if they didn't get better people for him. And I mean, I don't understand why we don't, you know, okay, you pay him the big money. Why not make sure that he's got studs up front so that he does have time to pass and he doesn't get sacked 4 million times? I don't get.
I think you're reacting to the last 10 weeks. You got to remember through 6 weeks, BJ, they were the number one offense in the NFL with that offensive line. Number one, they were averaging 34
are they that good,
and
though,
a half
Mitch?
Points per game.
I mean, say really, again? Though, were they that good? Because, you know, yes. It's a dead horse, but yet the beginning of the season, there's not a lot of film. You just can't. You can't judge that as like, well, they were good then. I mean, everyone's getting going. I mean, Tyler Lockett said yesterday or Saturday, he said, teams figured us out on defensively and we just weren't able to make the adjustment. He said, they all figured that's us right. out. And so, that's I mean, right. he's at least a guy. So,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Teams made adjustments. Why weren't the Seahawks able, if you're playing chess and your opponent does something, you do something back.
So and, we talked about...
Seahawks, they just fundamentally, they fundamentally seem like a team that doesn't know how to adjust. And you go back to the, I mean, I'll give you just kind of a, you know.
So, Mitch, is that a Schottenheimer issue? Because we talked about Ken Norton before. Yeah. All right, we never really talked a whole lot about Schottenheimer. Is it time to look at him? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, there's a piece to that. He's clearly a central figure in all this. I mean, look at it this way. The Seattle Seahawks played in the first round of the playoffs, the best defense in the NFL. We knew that going in. Any metric would have told you that the Rams defense, in particular Aaron Donald in the front four, but they're great in the back end, they're great at linebacker. This was the very best defense in the NFL. And we knew, you talk about the offensive line. I think the offensive line was clearly improved from last year. I think it was clearly improved. Was it good enough? It wasn't good enough. Did it get whipped on Saturday? It got whipped on Saturday by the best defense in the NFL. We knew going in that 99 was a force. In fact, after the game, Pete Carroll was asked this very question by Joe Fan. He was asked, why is it, coach, that you play these teams three times and we always hear that they're able to adjust to what you guys are doing, but we never hear the opposite, that you guys are able to adjust to what they're doing. And the answer that Pete Carroll gave after the game was because they have number 99. And number 9 is a wrecking ball, and he wrecks us and he wrecks the rest of the league. So let me ask you a question. If you were Brian Schottenheimer going into the game on Saturday, and they had a defense that was number 1 in the league that your head coach thought had the best defensive player, a wrecking ball, as he called him, what would you have done with Russell Wilson from time to time when he was passing? What would you have done in the game plan going into the game if they have that good a defensive line and your offensive line is a little bit shaky? What do you do, BJ?
Oh, I get him either. I move the pocket or get him rolling.
Okay. That's exactly right. And on top of that, and I'll give you the stat from Saturday's game. On top of that, Russell Wilson is at his very best year after year after year when they roll him out. I'm not talking about his scrambling away from danger. When they call plays that roll him out to the perimeter, and he's not tall in quarterback standards, and he gets away from the big offensive lineman, and he gets away from the big defensive lineman, and he's able to make a play on the perimeter. We've seen it a million times, a play action or a fake pitch, and then a roll out to his right, and he has all kinds of choices. That's the way to play against a defense that has Aaron Donald and is as good as the Rams. And yet, I'll give you the numbers. 36 pass plays were called on Saturday. He dropped back, and he either threw or got sacked or scrambled. You add it all up, it was 36 times. Not one time did they move the pocket and get him sprinting to his right or sprinting to his left to get away from number 99. Now you tell me how that's possible. And yet on the other side of the equation, here's Jared Goff, who's not mobile at all. He's sprinting to his right every once in a while. He's sprinting to his left. He's doing the things that Russell Wilson should have been doing. You tell me how, as an offensive coordinator and as a coaching staff, when you game plan for a game like that where they have 99, you tell me how you can come up with a game plan where you never sprint Russell Wilson out to his right or left. Explain it to me.
You know what? I don't even know what to say to that.
Okay, there you go.
And how do we go forward if they bring these same people back as far as the coaching people?
Well, here's your biggest problem.
What do we look forward to next year?
Well, you just touched Sadness. On the biggest problem of all. And for Seahawk fans, the real head scratcher is this year, this offseason, at least for now, shapes up much differently than any other offseason in the Pete Carroll, John Schneider era, because you went out and you traded all your draft choices for Jamal Adams. And now you've got a big problem on your hands. You got to pay him. So he's going to make the most money that any safety in the history of the NFL has ever made. And you don't have draft choices. All of a sudden, the capital that's so very important to a guy like John Schneider to build up from where we are to improve the football team is really limited. His hands are really tied this year. He doesn't have a first round draft choice, and he's and he doesn't have a lot of cash in, underneath the salary cap, and he's the Seahawks have a big problem in, on their hands as they go forward.
Which is
and
why, he's got free agents. Which is why I think, you know, granted it's hindsight, but I think that Adams move was not a good move. If they had done something on the offensive side and gave away all those draft picks and got us offensive talent to make Russell's life easier, that's a different story. If they said they had to pay a lot, if our defense has to suffer, but we're a shootout team like we thought it was going to be, like you had talked about earlier in the season, you thought our defense is horrible, but you know what? If we can win shootouts, it doesn't matter. Well, it turns out that's not the case, and now we're paying a guy on defense a ton of money. What's he going to be able to do for our offense, which does not do anything, and a ton of money's tied up in that? It seems like they can't make their mind up. Are we an offensive team or a defensive team?
Well,
you can't be both in this. You can't be both in this league and win.
But a year ago, BJ, a year ago, what we were saying was, how can the defense be so bad? How can Ken Norton, with guys like Bobby Wagner and Jaron Reed and Jadeveon Clowney and Shaquille Griffin, how could it be? And Quandre Diggs. A year ago, we were all complaining that they've got the tools on offense. They've got the great wide receivers. They got the great quarterback. They've got a really good running back. Hopefully they can improve their offensive line. How can they be as bad defensively as they are? And then they went out. Now, maybe I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you in retrospect that it was a great deal for the Seahawks. They got to give up a crap load to get this guy here. They go out and they get the most impactful safety in the game. He comes in, and despite being injured for four or five games, and he's playing hurt with two bad shoulders and broken fingers the other day, despite all of that, he comes in and he breaks the all-time NFL record for sacks by a safety in a season. He's the leading sack guy from the safety position on the Seahawks. They needed to address the defense last year, and they did it. But they made a deal a little bit with the devil, and now you got to have him back. Now you're stuck because what are you going to do? He's got 1 year left on his contract. You kind of guaranteed him that you would rip up the contract and give him a new deal. You can't let him go. I mean, I guess you could trade him and try to get some draft guys back. But at this point, you're kind of stuck after all that you paid for him in terms of compensation to the Jets. You now have to give him a big-time contract, and he's earned a big-time contract, which puts you in even a more inferior position as it relates to the salary cap. So, I hear your frustration. I hear your frustration about the offense. But look, they've got Russell Wilson. They've got DK Metcalf, who's the best young receiver in the NFL.
Oh, don't get me started Mitch.
They've got Tyler Lockett, who caught 100 balls this year.
Yeah.
But they've got, here's some big decisions as we finish up. It's some big decisions. Chris Carson's a free agent.
Yeah.
Shaquille Griffin's a free agent. Yes, Carlos Dunlap, who came in midseason from Cincinnati, will be a free agent when they don't exercise the last year of his contract because he's got a big, big balloon year next year. There are some significant free agents and decisions to be made by the Seahawks. And again, I'll say it again, not to beat a dead horse. They don't have a lot of draft choices at the moment, and they don't have a lot of salary cap space.
Well, Mitch, I really, really have such a bad taste in my mouth, especially if we have the same coaching staff come back. If we have the same coaching staff come back, because what am I expected to think with these guys? And it seems like they can't figure out if they're an offensive team or a defensive team. And I don't think you can be both. I think you have to really just, if you're a championship winning team, you've got to figure out what are you? Are you an amazing defense? Are you an amazing offense? Mediocre at both is, or even a little better, is just not. I mean, their offense was nothing. Their defense really was okay. You're not going to get anywhere. And we're a 12-4 team, and really, they got to figure it out. They've got to make a decision, offense or defense, and that might be the big problem, is they don't know who they are. And I hope they can figure that identity out, Mitch.
I think they have plenty of talent to be a really good offensive team. I think they got to just figure out what they're doing with those offensive pieces. I really do.
All right, Mitch, unfiltered. A new episode drops.
Episode 125, boys. Today. It's out now. It's out now. And I got to tell you before I go that, and I said this to you last year, I'll say it to you again this year. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on Mondays during the football season. And I really, really appreciate the opportunity to come back to Seattle, morning radio. I did it for a long, long, long time. And you guys have been terrific and have opened your arms to me since, you know, since the beginning in the last several years. And I can't tell you how appreciative I am of both of you guys.
Mitch, it's our pleasure, man. You're a great dude. And, except I got to keep buying your breakfast every time you beat me at these tests. But
well, hopefully next year we do this longer than right now.
Exactly.
We go at least more than just one playoff game and be done.
Mitch Levy,
you
Mitch
guys are the
Unfiltered.
Best. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
thanks,
you.
Buddy.
You rock.
Check it out where you get podcasts. Also, MitchUnfiltered.com. All right, here's a question for you. Why did a guy eat 18 waffles in 6 hours at a restaurant, then leave a $1,000 tip? I'm going to tell you why at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.